Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We got a really good one going on in the Mile High City. 81-80 right now for the Golden State Warriors over the Denver Nuggets. Fun basketball game. It's been some good basketball over the last couple of nights. College and the NBA. People criticize the NBA a lot, but the product is good when they actually play. So 81-80 in this game. There's 10.5 left. The new in-game total is 212.5. And the game is essentially a pick-em, minus 115 on both sides. And we got a super close one going on here with Portland and Sacramento. I remember I took the in-game 224.5 at the half. The new in-game total is 223.5. So we're right there. They're going back and forth. Sacramento are up 87-86. Mississippi State 71-56 on ASU right now. That game just went final 71-56. Santa Clara is up 72-63 on Utah Tech in the dying seconds. UNLV lost outright tonight because they're a bunch of losers to Southern. Losers, that's what they are.
Losers.
What did the line close at again? What were they favored? 21. So a 21-point favorite
they
lost
18.5-point favorites. Everybody bet it up to 21.
Steam.
Lost outright.
Hot steam, Gabe. Steam burns. And what did they lose by? How many points? Like 17? What was the final?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I need to know. See the discrepancy and spread. See what what the number is here. So 21 and...
They lost 85-71.
By 14 as 21-point favorites. Good effort, Rebels.
Yeah. Mm. Game one over, though, at least.
Yeah, that's the best. I love the gambler, right? Yo, you and LV, game one over. Hey, I feel
game
good.
Game one over. Yeah. Never would have thought that it would have been that score, but game one over. George, I've been bringing up the stat as far as the total on primetime games been dominant to the under. What are you doing with the Thursday nighter with the Bears and the Panthers?
I'd probably like a note from Sports Race saying I don't have to watch this game. I mean, geez.
I'll give you a note if you want, but I'll tell you what, George. You don't have to watch this game. Watch the
you don't understand. I do that. I see. Come on, this game is made for betting and fantasy players. That unless you're a Chicago Bears or Panthers fan, who else is watching?
They don't even want to watch.
A lot of games are made for betting and fantasy players, not just
this year. You're right. There are a lot of bad games each week in the NFL. Listen, give me two bad teams. I'll take the points. You know, I'll take three. I'm not betting minus 180 with the Bears. No way. No.
I'm shocked, George. Honestly,
I like the
God,
Bears
if you had
tomorrow.
A gun to my head, Gabe, I would have never guessed Kurtz would be on the Panthers. Like that, this one threw me for a loop.
I'm not going to lay 180 or lay, what is it?
They're terrible.
Maybe three. I can lay 3 points. Bears, they could talk me into that.
What about your Cowboys laying 16.5 against the Giants?
They beat them 40-0 on the road. When Giants were healthy, this is an ass-kicking again on Sunday. It's just an ass-kicking. I don't think 16.5 is enough. I mean, how many points do you think Danny DeVito is scoring?
I would bet the Dallas Cowboys gave up to 21.
Did you do that deliberately, Danny, or did you? It was a slip, Freudian slip, huh? Tommy. No, his name's Tommy. He said Danny.
All right. Yes, I called Danny DeVito every chance
I get. I said I'd rather have Danny DeVito earlier, like the Penguin.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean? Louis from Taxi? Twins? Louis.
Go deep.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
It won't be 40-0 again, but Dallas will destroy the Giants again. I think Dallas scores 30 points without really trying. I don't know if the Giants can score 10. I don't even know if they can do that.
What do you think of the other New York team, the Jets, against the Raiders?
They keep trying to defend Zach Wilson here. It's hilarious. I mean, the media's trying. Why aren't you going?
Would you go with Trevor Siemian instead at this point?
The thing is, they actually asked LA that today. Is someone telling
said
you,
I got to plead the fifth. What the hell did that mean?
Yeah, nice guy. Way to throw your quarterback under the
Ken,
bus.
You say that. That means that, you know what? Yeah, I don't want to start him, but somebody above me is making. That's Bingo. Exactly what he says. That to me, that's what it is. I got to plead the fifth because they said, why don't you give Trevor Siemian a chance? That was the question.
Right.
And he sort of paused and he said, I got to plead the fifth on that.
So that's a new thing.
Zach Wilson,
And he's being told to start Zach Wilson. He doesn't want to start Zach Wilson anymore.
So how much Johnson's are telling him to start Zach Wilson? Joe Douglas is. Joe Douglas is, I guess. Yeah, Joe Douglas.
Like, we watch this guy play every week. I know he's not. I know he's not NFL ready, whatever. But he's getting murdered out there. Like Trevor Siemian, he'll get killed too. The Jets' offensive line reeks. Like Trevor Siemian.
See, that's a good point, Cam. Where that's another thing that people. Some people are like, "Oh, you got a charm." And why do you think they keep saying Zach Wilson gives us the best chance to win? They know Trevor Siemian sucks. I think they're like, guys, Simeon's not the answer.
No.
Nope.
He's far from the answer, Gabe.
But the plead to fifth answer, that was weird.
Imagine that's your coach. I go up to him at the end. Yeah, what the hell are you talking about, man? Like
you plead the fifth in court, Cam. Like, well, you're like Trump, like in Ivanka. Right. She didn't remember 30 times today.
What do I do? Plead the fifth, Cam. Plead the fifth. Oh, okay, I plead the fifth.
Did you guys see what someone said after the game? When they questioned, how do you think Zach Wilson played? Well, it wasn't his worst game.
Hold on. We got to welcome him.
That's a real piece of work.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe O'Brien. The first, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bus, them, and everybody else in between. It's the Wicked Wednesday. We've got a lot of stuff to unpack going on here. Shout out to the Mighty Ear 1090, ESPN Radio in the house, SoCal in the house, the Golden State Warriors and the Denver Nuggets in the house as well. We've got a good one going on in the Mile High City. Right now, the Ranger Reddit Cam Stewart's in the house with us tonight on the Wicked Wednesday. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babana, will join us in a couple of minutes. We've got Sports Grid, Radio and Television Networks. George Kurtz with us right now, just for another couple of moments as we look at this week's NFL card. So, George, if you had to bet one game this week, what's that game you're betting? Your Dallas Cowboys pummeling the New York Giants?
Yeah, and you know, it's rare for me to love the Cowboys, but I think this is a butt-kicking. Even if the Giants were a decent squad, Dak and the Cowboys always destroyed him, especially at home. When was the last time Dallas lost at home? 12 straight wins? I don't see this stopping. Dallas 16-1, last 17 games on turf. Every stat you can bring up is going to tell you Dallas should wreck the Giants, right? Tommy DeVito's a starting quarterback. They'll run Barkley as much as they can here, but Dallas is going to have turnovers. They're going to score. I said, I'm thinking 37-7, something like that.
Kyler Murray comes back this week. What do you expect from him?
Rust. I expect a lot of rust. They think they want him to run the ball like he normally would, or that he'll be able to. I don't see that right away here. I think there'll be some rust. But that being said, it's Atlanta and Arthur Smith. I think it'll be a closer game, but I think Atlanta will pull this one out. They better if they want to keep their wild card hopes alive.
If I was Arthur Blank, and I'm not, obviously. I wish I had the money that he did. But if I was him, so my point is, I'm listening, man, whatever. You start a Home Depot, good for you. I'm not going to tell you what to do, sir. But if I was him, I would fire Arthur Smith at the end of the season. And I would also get a star quarterback because you're being held back. You're being held back. You've got talent on that football team. That team should be putting up 35 points a game, George. You get that team a quarterback and an aggressive coach and stuff with that talent?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You got Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, Drake London.
They don't even use them.
It's ridiculous, not to mention the other guys. Thanks, George.
Here, George.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. The Wicked Wednesday. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. It affects the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Big night of basketball tonight. We had a massive upset as the UNLV running Rebels. I think they misconstrued their fight song. It's go fight, win. It's not go fight and like lose and suck and lose as 21-point favorites like they did to Southern tonight. But wow. There were a lot of blowouts, actually, on the hardwood. There were a lot of close games, a lot of stuff going on. We had some action tonight, but I don't want to live in the past too much. There's a lot of stuff going on. Let's bring in Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, to break it all down with me and the Rage Redditt Cam Stewart. 92-89 right now in the Denver Golden State game. This is the game of the night that's going on right now. The Sacramento Kings have just taken a 2-point lead on Portland as well. 100-98 with 6 minutes left. We'll keep our eye on this, but Babano, this is the biggest upset of the season so far, right? UNLV losing to Southern. I mean, they were 21. They closed as 21-point favorites. And a Southern team that lost 108-75 to TCU the other night, Babano. How you doing?
Yeah, it's stunning. I mean, I actually was liking the direction of the UNLV basketball program was going in. I like their coach a lot, Kevin Kruger. On that team, I thought he's done a nice job.
Hey, Kruger, your company stinks.
Yeah, Kruger, your team sucks. Your company sucks. Hey, your team sucks.
My son says your company
is
stinks.
That Lon Kruger? Is that Lon Kruger's Kruger. Kid, guys? Is yeah, it Lon yeah. Kruger's kid? Yeah. Your that's, company sucks. Your team sucks.
That's a great line. Hey, Kruger, my son says your team stinks.
Sucks. Exactly. That'd be the best.
That's what it looked like. It looked like Kruger sorry, Industrial right. Smoothie.
That's from Festivus. the Christmas Kruger. Table. He looks, he's drinking, he looks up. Hey, Kruger, my son says your company stinks.
Your company sucks. That's the best.
Oh yeah, the so airing funny. Of grievances. Airing of grievances, yeah.
Exactly. Classic episode. Classic. UNLV fans, listen, I'll put my hand up. I thought they were going to smoke Southern tonight. I did, but I put more on the over. Because I was like, 140. I was like, but man, I looked at it. I was like, man, they gave up 108 points the other night. The total is 147 and a half. I didn't think UNLV would be the ones to give up 85, though.
Yeah. Well, I split that game. I actually laid it with UNLV, but I had the over as well. Two teams that play with tempo, play with pace, both top 100 in that department. And both teams a little suspect defensively, but I did not expect UNLV to. They were just awful shooting the basketball in the first half. I actually did see some of that game, and it was just they couldn't make any shots. They were even missing free throws, and we know how that can be a problem sometimes with certain teams in college basketball. But it was an ugly night for UNLV. Now, it's important not to overreact. Obviously, this is a horrible loss. It's a brutal loss. But there are always teams that they have this awful loss in November, and then you look back on it in March. You're in the tournament. You're having a good season. You look back on it and say, oh, it was just a bad night. But
yeah, certainly. Yeah. That'll be Michigan State.
Yeah.
Who lost to James Madison?
Not UNLV.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds more like a James Madison thing.
In fact, at the end of the college basketball season, if we're all still here, we'll be looking back and going, yeah, we remember, guys, when UNLV finishes 15-15, Cam, we'll go, yeah.
Exactly.
We're not surprised they lost to Southern.
Remember that time they were 21-point favorites and lost outright by 15? Yeah, it's just like, okay, thanks. Thanks, Rebels.
Yeah, no, I thought, too, they were 17-13 last year. You figure this is a game that they'd be able to run, you know, run, rack it up and stuff, but whatever. It is what it is. 97-97 at a basketball game. So, Babano, Cam is on the LA Kings. Good call by him. I didn't have the courage to do it. I kept waiting for the in-game, and I just never really found a spot. Any thoughts on the in-game right now with the Kings up 2-0 early in the third period?
Well, a good call so far, and I don't want to. I'm on the Kings as well, but we've still got a whole third period to go. But yeah, they're playing a terrific. And they've been road warriors all year. This LA Kings team, their road play has been absolutely spectacular. They're 6-0, trying to make it 7-0 on the road this year, and that's really where they got their defensive game. And they just scored to make it 3-0. So Kings on the power play just made it 3-0. I think it's Pierre-Luc Dubois who got the goal. So this is going to complete a 4-0 road trip for the Kings if they win tonight. They beat Toronto, they beat Ottawa, they beat Philadelphia, and now they're out on the road here in Vegas. Abe, and if they win tonight, that's 7-0 altogether on the road for them.
I got to tell you guys something, just watching this game, Babano, we watch a lot of hockey, all three of us. I've never seen Vegas suffocated like this before, Gabe. Like, the Kings play like a road game that is so...
It's been their whole road trip, Cam.
It's perfect. Like, you know, like everybody's in the right spot. They all get back. They block shots. Like, Gabe, like, you've seen games where Vegas comes back and they have so many chances. Like, I'm watching this game going, whoa, man. If the Kings stay healthy, they're a really dangerous hockey team. Very dangerous.
People talked about it with their bringing in Dubois. Who matches up with three centers like that they have?
It's a good call.
You know what I mean? You got Dubois.
Blake
you got
was Deneau, a pretty damn good fourth line center. Nobody talks about
that. That's what I'm saying. The Kings are good. You're right, Cam. Like, the Kings are Stanley Cup. You know what it is with the Kings? Mm-hmm. They sort of like they lack that one more sort of goal score, but Dubois helps them offensively as well. Yep. And goaltending.
Yeah.
Playoff goaltending.
You know what?
They need goalie, Babano.
Yeah.
They need the hot goalie at the right time. Korpisalo wasn't it. We see it in Ottawa. He's not it. And that was a smart move by the Kings to say, you know what? We're not going to give this guy $5 million. We just saw him in the playoffs, and we didn't believe in him.
They just need Cam Talbot to be good, make the saves he should make. Okay, if he does that, the LA Kings are going to be a very tough team to beat, much like Aiden Hill performed in the Stanley Cup playoffs last year. Make the saves.
Is Talbot ever going to be the guy? Save.
The team in front of you will take care of the rest.
They want him to be Cam, but he's never taken control of it. You know what I mean?
Yes, you thought he had the skill set to do it, but Talbot looks pretty good right now. Long season, though, Gabe, but I wouldn't want to mess with the Kings. And the other thing about the Kings, too, Gabe, is Vegas likes to bully people and stuff. The Kings, they would enjoy a street fight with you. They have men on their team. They're very tough. Like, they're a tough hockey team, up and down.
The Kings in Vancouver, two upstart teams right now in the Western Conference. Okay, let's get to football. So there's been so much talk about the Thursday night football game, but let's talk about the college one. We got about 2 minutes before the break. Babano, Virginia at DeVille, a one-loss Louisville team, laying 20.5 points. It's a showcase for them on national television against the visiting Virginia Cavaliers. The total is 50.5 in this game. What's your interest in this game, Babano, if any?
Well, I cashed with the over with Virginia last week, but their offense really wasn't the reason. It was their defense. They just couldn't stop Georgia Tech last week in that game. And when I look at Virginia, you know, we don't know who's going to be a quarterback. Tony Musket's banged up again, the Musket man. So let's see if he's plays in this game for Virginia. Questionable. If not, they'll have to go to Anthony Calandria once again at quarterback. I'm interested in the over in this game because I know Louisville should score against Virginia's defense. I have no doubt about that. They got Jordan, the running back. They've got some weapons at receiver. Plummer has been good at quarterback. Jeff Brohm teams just have good offense. Year in and year out, his teams move the football, score points. And I have no doubt against this defense, which hasn't been very good, Louisville will score points, especially at home in a primetime game. My concern is, what will Virginia do? Can Virginia help me out with the over? Enough in this game? I'm thinking they can. because we have seen Louisville's defense. It's been really good lately, but they have had those games where they have given up some points. So I'm going to take a shot with the over. I'm not that interested in Virginia, but I also don't want to lay this many with Louisville.
I agree with – listen, I think that Virginia could get shut down point blank and that Louisville just puts a show on national television. They're the point total for Louisville, 34.5, but it's minus 145 to the over. Over under 34.5. I would expect, Cam, that Louisville gets into the 40s tomorrow night.
I think you brought up a great point. It's a showcase game for a team like Louisville, right? Like, everybody talks about everybody else are just outside the top 10. They're a quality team. They got a lot of speed. That's the thing. People understand, like, the Louisville Cardinals are the real deal. So now you have an opportunity.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Like this, like, they're going to want to shellac Virginia. There's going to be also, no pedal off the gas.
They're putting a show on for bowl committees, right?
Yes.
It's like they're sending a message to, like, the Cotton Bowls and the Sugar Bowls, the big six, you know what I mean, the big games, saying, hey, listen, we're an entertaining team. We'll put points up on the board. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it matters, guys. It's a business, man. Like, that stuff matters behind the scenes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. A lot of football going on. Big college football weekend and a great basketball game. 103-102 right now for the Denver Nuggets. A buck 20 left. We'll keep you up to date. We got Ian Cameron. We've got to get Cam's golf picks. I've got a couple of darts I'm throwing. Cam will have a full complement of golf picks. But, man, let's go rapid fire so we can get to as many games as possible here. But let's start off with the big one in the Big Ten, the Michigan Wolverines and the Penn State Nittany Lions. A lot of controversy, obviously, around Michigan off the field. And I don't know. I said this earlier. I'm almost surprised that that they didn't pull this game. Because there are reports out there that a suspension could be announced tomorrow. But Harbaugh also said, basically, I'm not going to respect it. I'm going to sue you and take me to court. So, like, it's really, really ugly behind the scenes. Michigan have dirt on Purdue, Rutgers, and Ohio State. What do you think, Cam? So Michigan, no doubt, Michigan were stealing signs. So I think we can all agree to this. No one's going to deny it. But Purdue, Rutgers, and Ohio State also stole Michigan signs and shared them together, Babano.
Yeah.
So you have three schools ganging up on one school. So, yeah, fine. Ridiculous. I'm not saying Michigan or Angels here, but neither is Ohio State, Cam, right?
That's going to take me down.
Ohio State started all of this, yes. You guys, right? You guys started all this because we beat you 2 years in a row.
Gabe, at least Michigan's on their own island. Here's Ohio State. Hey, Purdue, Rutgers, you want to join us?
Yeah, at least we don't bitch out and gang up. Boy, can you help us out? Because, yeah, like, it's like, dude, like, this is sports, guys. You compete. Like, deal with it.
Exactly. No, this story's so dumb.
So Michigan says, all right, fine. You want to suspend us and you want to do whatever. What are you going to do about them colluding together? Because we got a problem with this. Or you can just shut up and move on. So no one knows what the Big Ten commissioner is going to do. Some people think Harbaugh is getting suspended two games, which would be this game, this weekend, and then the Maryland game. And he'd be back for Ohio State, which would make for good TV, which everyone would like even. Imagine that. Like, they suspend him two games. They beat Penn State. They beat Maryland. And then Harbaugh comes back for Ohio State. Like, anyways, it's a big soap opera behind the scenes. It's stupid stuff. But who do you like, Babano, Michigan or Penn State? Or the over or under? What's your bet of the game?
It's going to be Michigan. Even with all the drama going on with this team, I think I said it to you guys when we broke down the Penn State-Ohio State game a few weeks ago. I don't trust James Franklin to win these games. I don't. He didn't win that game. He didn't cover in that game. He's had problems with Michigan and Ohio State really ever since he took over at Penn State. I think maybe he beat
3-5 for the record against Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's 1-9. He's 1-9 against OSU, and he's 3-5 against Michigan.
Yeah. So altogether,
3-3 in the last six to his credit. But let's be real, if you guys remember, Michigan tapped out during the COVID stuff. Like they were 2-6. It was kind of a joke couple of, you know what I mean?
Right.
But anyways, you know, I agree, Babano, as far as James Franklin. I thought what you were going to say was, I don't trust their quarterback, bro. Penn State's offense does not come up with enough big play, chunk plays. Their quarterback's good, but he's a kid. It's going to help him that he's at home. That game at Ohio State was rough. It was on the road. That's a tough spot. I don't know if Allaire can make enough plays, Babano. That's why, and I also know J.J. McCarthy's got ice in his veins. He's won big games on the road before McCarthy. He will not be intimidated by the Penn State crowd either. I think Michigan do win by like 7 to 10 points type of thing. That's my opinion.
That's kind of what I see. 6, 7, 10 points, that kind of margin. And you guys know I love overs when it comes to totals, but not this game.
Under.
If I were to look at this total, it would be under or nothing. I think it's going to be like Penn State, Ohio State. Field position battle. Good defense both sides. Very tough to find the end zone both ways because Penn State's defense is still really good. We know Michigan's is terrific, so I think it's going
to
be tough.
You think they're going to hold them to like 14, though, type of stuff? Because I think Michigan can score on them. Maybe I'm overestimating, but I think Michigan are going to get into the 20s. Like I think Michigan are going to score 24 points type of deal. Like
what helps Michigan win the game? That this is an early game. This is a noon game, not a night game. Yep.
Yeah.
20-9.
Something like that. 23-9. I'm going to tell you, Michigan's defense is going to eat up Penn State. Like, they're so damn good. Like, I could see
that's
them.
The thing. 27-10 wouldn't surprise me, Cam. Like, it'll be they could pull like a Georgia. Like, they're going to step up and let everyone know, no, we're good for real. Like, we're going to punch these guys in the mouth.
Like, the under. Yeah.
It helps Michigan that this game's in the afternoon, by the way, and not at night. It's an even crazier environment in Happy Valley for an 8 p.m. Eastern game. I think it's a benefit to Michigan. This is an early game.
Yeah, it is, I guess. I know. That's been a talking point. The big difference is, you know what? The kids are drunker.
Yeah.
But you know that.
That's true.
No, Cam, I'm just being real.
Like, what's the, you know what I mean? By like, noon. No, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
like,
right.
What's the, you know what I mean? What, like, oh my God, it's dark out. Like, I'm scared. Yeah. No, like, you know what I mean? But, like, the kids are drunker. You're right, Babano. I'm not going to dispute it. It's like matter. Baton Rouge. You don't want to go there on a Saturday night. You're out to play in the afternoon. I get that point. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, a good example is I saw a thing, guys, the other day. I talked about it. West Coast teams in the NFL are 52-21 right now on a run. 52-26. West Coast teams on the East Coast. And what do we always hear the cliche all the time? Well, it's a West Coast team. San Francisco's playing at 10 a.m. on their body clock. Yeah. They're athletes. Care. They don't have a body clock. They don't care. Like it's like, they, you know what I mean? This is when we kick
Seattle
off.
Seattle ruined
we
that
play.
Percentage last week, Gabe. Not a good look. When it was even better before the Seahawks went to Baltimore.
No. That's awful. Where the other trend supersedes it, Cam. Lamar Jackson, 18-1 against NFC. We've all learned our lesson. Don't bet against Lamar Jackson against an NFC team.
Yep, good guy. It's like a politician. You got a trend for everything, man. Good, bad, you know, there it is.
I'm prepared. I'm ready. It's like, it's a file. All right, so we all agree about Michigan winning this football game. But, Bano, do you buy in that Mississippi can hang with Georgia? Because Georgia just mess everybody up all the time. Even though Missouri hung around. Missouri did cover the number, actually, get into 15. But can Mississippi always get punched in the mouth and lose these games? What's your take on this one?
Yeah, I definitely felt better about taking Missouri last week plus the points against Georgia than I do taking Ole Miss this week. I just think, you know, Ole Miss a little more finesse. Don't trust their defense nearly as much. And I think Georgia can probably do a better job getting some semblance of ground game established here as well. Better against Ole Miss than they did against Missouri. So I think the number's in a good spot. It's not a strong opinion on this game, but I'd actually lean to the favorite here, Georgia.
Washington and Utah. This one where we haven't talked about much. This is a big one, obviously, for Washington remaining undefeated. The Ducks are knocking on their door right now. Can the Utes, what do you think, Babano? Will the Utes give the Washington Huskies all that they can handle? It's a completely different matchup than the Utes. Listen, Washington have been winning these track meet shootouts, all right? They're like a better USC, if you want to be honest about Washington.
Yes.
Like we saw, like they, if you have a good offense, you can score on Washington. The thing is, they will out, you know, they're really hard to stop. They're going to outscore you. Now, Babano and Campbell, I'll throw it to you, Babano. Now you got a physical Utah team. We see them match up well against USC. And you're getting nearly double digits here. Can they throw Washington off the track here and deal them their first loss and hang around and or cover the spread? Who you want in this game?
I am going to take Utah in this game, plus the points. And I don't always love taking Utah on the road, but I did against USC because I didn't trust USC's defense. Utah went in there one outright. And I'm going to take Utah here because
Denver wins 108-105. 108-105, final score. Denver wins. Golden State covers. Game goes under the number. Go on, Babano.
There you go. Denver Nuggets. Again, that's perfect. Terrific at home again to start the year. What else is new? But, yeah, I mean, Utah, I think, can win this. Or not win this game, but stay close. I mean, to me, they can run the ball. And Washington's got to run defense that's still a little bit suspect. I like Bryson Barnes. And I like that Kyle Whitting. I shouldn't be surprised. Kyle Whittingham picked the troops up after that loss to Oregon where they got their butt kicked at home. To come back and play like that against Arizona State last week, what a coaching job to get everybody back on the beam, forget that game, park it, prepare, get ready for Arizona State, and they played a whale of a football game there. So I think now they got the confidence back. They know they can beat a good team on the road like they did USC, and Washington's been just too vulnerable, you know, especially defensively, to trust them here laying this kind of number. I think Utah brings it. And they stay within the 9.5.
Cam, what are you going to do with that game? You going to take Utah or Washington?
You're damn right. You're damn right I do. Styles make fights, and Utah's a damn scrappy team. Washington should be on upset alert here, Gabe. I know it almost seems crazy. Like, I thought the line would be like Washington 7. Like, 9.5 seems like a lot of points. And I think people are disrespecting Utah in this spot. Sure, you beat USC, but you still gave up a hell of a lot of points. This is a real tough game. Washington, Gabe, I got to give them credit. They went into Southern California. They get the win. But now this is another fight against a team that it's very, very tough. You know what Utah brings to the table, Morenci. Grit, toughness, want a street fight. Washington's kind of a finesse team. You talked about it. A better USC. Styles make fights. I'll take the dog. Give me the 9.5 with Utah. I think they can win the game outright.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game. I tell you what, too, man, you don't often see a total with a Washington Husky game at 51.5. I'll be on the over of this one. Tennessee and Missouri is a big-time game. Both 7-2 teams. I think Missouri are going to win this on their home field. I think they'll bounce back off that loss. And a game that we haven't spent a lot of time talking about this week, Miami and Florida.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Florida State. FSU, this is where their schedule, you know, starts to pick up a little bit. What do you think of, we'll get into this, in which what you guys think out there of the Miami Hurricanes. Are FSU on upset alert? This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Well, the craziness continues. Sacramento just hit two free throws to tie the game. I've got Sacramento on a moneyline parlay to close it out, and I bet over 224.5. So I was about to lose the total, but I still might. There's 8 seconds left, and Portland have the ball. So we'll keep people up to date what happens with this. We'll get back to the football, Cam. We got the Bermuda Championship, the FedEx Fall Cup continues, and it is important for some players. We talked about this earlier with Brady Cannon. There are players that are trying to play their way onto the tour next year, or keep their tour card, stay in the top 125. I don't have a ton of plays here. I've got Lucas Glover to win. I've got Pendrith to win, and I'm betting Pendrith to go top 20 at plus 115. Pendrith has finished in the top 15 in four of his last eight events. He comes in with a hot stick here, right here. I like him on this course. So I do like Pendrith to be, you know what? I think he'd be top 10, actually. I wouldn't be surprised if he's top five. I don't know if he's going to win, but those are my only plays. Lucas Glover to win, Pendrith to win, and Pendrith top 20 plus 120. What do you got, Kim?
I would suggest, too, Morenci, taking Pendrith for a top 20. Guys, you're never going to get a field like this. There's no Scottie Scheffler. Like, take a look. Adam Scott is the best player in the world, and you're getting great odds. These are the type of tournaments, actually, when you break it down, they're great to bet because you don't have to worry about the best players in the world. You can have some good numbers with guys who are actually decent in a weaker field. Like the Pendrith, Morenci, I have him in a matchup bet as well. I'm going to take Thomas Dietrich as my first pick at 22-1. He finished runner-up here in Bermuda last year. He's a very dangerous player from Belgium. Most people know him from the European Tour. He does a lot of things right. Hits the ball a mile. Great iron player. Hey, Gabe, it comes down to all these guys, why they're not like upper echelon guys. All of them are top ball strikers. It's putting. And if you have a hot putting weekend, you're probably going to be on page one of the leaderboard. Lucas Herbert, very similar to Pendrith. I talked to Brady Cannon about him. He's a very, very big ball striker. This guy murders the ball. One of the biggest hitters in the world, actually. He's a little inconsistent with the putter, but at 22-1, I'm going to take a shot. Luke List, since he's won his tournament, has been a top 10 machine. I'm going to take him at 26-1. I saw on one site they had a bet boost at 28-1, so search around, everybody. Brandon Wu. Watch out, there's two Woos, D-Wu and B-Wu. I like B-Wu, 55-1. Brandon Wu. Matty Schmid, they're playing football in Germany. I'm taking a German golfer this week. He's a very underrated player. That price is nuts at 66-1. This guy's a top 20 machine. And Stuart Sink, Gabe, got to help out my geriatric friends. He might be old, but he still makes money. 90-1 for old Stu. Love that pick. Top 10s and 20s. I got a couple quick ones for you. I love your Glover pick, Gabe. Do you know Lucas Glover is 3-1 to be top 10? That's nuts. Adam Scott, plus 190. Top 20s, the Todd father, Brendan Todd, plus 100. Alex Noren. I know that's Brady's guy, plus 130. I took Sink at plus 210. Moops, Ryan Moore, and Camilo Vijegas, who came second last week, is plus 410. By the way, Camilo Vijegas, top South American, plus 360. Enjoy the Bermuda Championship, everybody.
I got to get in on that Noren pick as well. Okay, so there's Cam Stewart's best bets. His golf plays for the Bermuda Championship. We've got. I said as we were going into the break, again, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about this week, Florida State and Miami. Babano, you brought up this keep your eye on the Miami quarterback situation. But I'm telling you, I think listen, guys, all these kids, Miami and Florida they're all recruited by each other. So from an athlete standpoint, Florida State don't have better players than Miami. They're just better coached than Miami. Right. And if Norvell was the coach of Miami, they'd be a lot better. Right. They always have crap ass coaches, always a train wreck with Miami. And we all know about Cristobal. But from an athletic standpoint, they can play with people. And this is one of those rivalry games, man. These kids have been playing against each other since Pop Warner high school. There are some of them are high school teammates and or rivals. So they all know each other. I think the spread's too high. I think Florida State are going to get tested. They probably survive. But I do think Miami can hang around in this game. I don't think Florida State should be favored by this many points in this. A super rivalry game, Cam, between these two teams.
That total to me, when I look at it, and I know I play more sides and you guys play more totals than I do, does that not seem light at 50.5? Florida can score. Miami can score. I know Florida State's defense is decent, but what's your guys' opinion? 50.5 seems pretty low. Like 27-24, get you there? You think that's what I was thinking too. Babano, you like the over? It looks too low.
I probably prefer Florida State team total over because Tyler Van Dyke played last week, and it looks like he's going to play this week. He is going to go, but he didn't look right. I don't know if he's 100% healthy. He was awful against NC State. He was terrible. He was brutal. The offense was bad. the whole game. They couldn't move the ball against NC State. I worry about that a little bit here. And I know they'll be up for the game, these kids, but Florida State's pass rush is no joke. It's the strength of their team, and they couldn't protect for Van Dyke. He was getting his ass kicked last week by the NC State defense. So I get worried about that. So I don't want to lay this many with Florida State in a rivalry game, but I'm a little leery of touching Miami here in this spot.
Miami are a type of team that will play up or down to the level of competition. And if you look at their big games this year, they played Texas A&M. They beat them 48-33. People gave up on them after the Georgia Tech debacle. What do? They come back. They beat Clemson after 28-20. Yep. We were talking earlier about showcase games. Kids aren't going to get up for every game, man, right? They just don't care enough. Like, it's whatever. It's a long season, and the coaches can't get them up for every game. And they'll be up for this one, right? You know, you're right, Babano. They were terrible against NC State, and we probably should have known. That's Miami's MO, right? They were on a couple of game win streak. You know, you think, oh, they're back on track. But it's one of these deals. Mario Cristobal can make a lot of boosters very happy if they could knock off Florida State. It's that big. It's like that big of a rivalry that, you know, if you could just win once. All right, so let's get to the NFL. What are you doing with the Thursday nighter, Babano? The game that nobody wants to watch, but everyone's going to bet. Carolina and Chicago.
Exactly. Well, I don't want to watch it, and I may not even bet it, to be quite honest with you. I think it's a
Come on, you're betting it. I can't handle this
props.
Anymore.
I'll have some
See, there's
props.
So many bad. I'm going to call out people now. We bet every bad game all the time. So it's Carolina and Chicago. Who cares? It's another bad NFL game, right, Gabe? We bet bad
I'll
games
bet
all the time.
I'll bet it, and I'll just
tell
treat
you what,
it like,
like Carolina in this game with Andy another, Dalton. If Andy Dalton is starting. Without him, I don't want Carolina. It'd be Chicago or nothing for me.
I'm just going to treat it like another game, Cam.
Yes.
Right? Like, it'll be one of the 10 games that I have money on, or 7 games or whatever.
A couple of
games. So it'll be, like,
touchdown. Done. Yeah. Reggie Austin for now. Yeah. Like, that was awful last week.
I'll be clicking around, and I'll tune into this game for a couple of minutes. Yeah, for sure. 116-116 in the Trailblazers in the Sacramento King game. All right, so we hit that over 224.5. It's been a nice night, actually, of in-game picks on this show tonight. We've been doing well with the basketball totals this evening. All right, Babano, what's your best bet in the NFL then this week?
Couple that I really like. I like the Colts in Germany. There's Vitens and Deitch. I like Indy going over there against New England. I think they get the job done in that game. Patriots just not very good right now. Another disheartening loss against Washington last week. So I like the Colts there getting the job done over there overseas. And then a total I like, but I think everyone else in the world seems to like it because it's been hammered already. Houston-Cincinnati over. I understand completely why that's taking a lot of money. I mean, I don't think Houston's defense is going to shut down Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, and that great receiving core. I mean, Baker Mayfield and those receivers had a field day against the Texans last week. But I love the Texans' offense right now. They've done a great job. C.J. Stroud is playing with great confidence. Nico Collins, Noah Brown, Tank Dell. Dalton Schultz was a great pickup at tight end from Dallas.
We know the roster, Babano. We know the roster. I'm aware.
I like over in that game.
We're in week 10 of the NFL.
I think there's points both ways in that game, Texans and Bengals.
All right, let's get to the CFL. CFL playoffs. A lot of love. People coming on the show. It's funny, too. Everybody hated the Alouettes all year, Cam, and I told people before the year started. I said, dude, they're going to win like 10 games. And right, they're going to be a solid football team. I got blowback by even people in Montreal from it, but now everyone's on the bandwagon. And our boy Mo Khan joined us earlier in the week, and he's so negative about the Montreal Alouettes all the time. He knows this team well. He's picking the upset. He says Montreal's going to go in there and beat Toronto outright. We had our boy McKinnis on earlier in the week. He picked the Montreal Alouettes. I believe you picked the Montreal Alouettes already. Babano, are you part of the Alouette party here against the Toronto Argonauts?
Well, there was a time this year, I would say, if Montreal is playing Winnipeg, BC, or Toronto, I'm betting against them because they have been brutal straight up in ATS against both of those teams. Although in one of the games against Toronto, that they did cover. And that's, I think, the one time they've covered against the Bombers, the Lions, and the Argos, the trio, the three best teams in the CFL. They've beaten everybody else. But this might change this week. Okay, I can't get past what's happened with Toronto the last month and a half. Starters in and out, in and out. One week, Chad Kelly's in. Next week, he's out. One week, A.J. Ouellette's in. Next week, he's out. One week, Wynton McManus, Sean Oakman, Robertson Daniel on defense are in. And the next
Babatta,
week, they're
the
out.
Pick, the pick, Babatta. We're on the clock here. So what are the pick? What's your take?
And they haven't been in sync with a meaningful, intense football situation for 1.5 months. And now you're asking them to lay this many points in an East final game? Montreal's playing their best football. I think they can do enough to keep it within single digits.
All right, BC Lions and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. This is going to be a classic, this game. They played last year in the division final to go to the championship game. Winnipeg got it done. They played in the regular season in a winner-take-all game a couple of weeks ago for a home field advantage. BC blew it. Winnipeg won at BC. Now BC's got to go to Winnipeg. Weather won't be a factor in this game, so BC does catch a break there, but it's still a difficult place to play. They're a bunch of nut jobs in Winnipeg that drink more beer than anybody else. What's your pick for this one, Babatto? Total 50.5, 4.5 BC Lions are getting.
The spread disappointed me. I thought BC might get a few more points. I don't know if I can bet them at 4. I actually want to take BC. I really think redemption for losing last year in Winnipeg, they're going to be ready. I don't love their defense still, but I think their offense and the weather is a perfect situation for Adams and that receiving core. Winnipeg's going to do what they do with Kolaros, Oliveira, the best running back in the league, tons of receivers. They'll move the ball. BC's defense gives up, it seems like, 25-plus every game. 10 straight games, they've given up 25 or more points. The BC line. So I'm going back to the well with the bet I cashed with last week with Calgary BC over. Give me over 50. I think there's going to be a lot of points here, just like most of these Winnipeg BC games, just like many BC games down the stretch. A lot of points.
I'm looking forward to this game, Cam. Saturday afternoon.
Me too.
3:30 I think the Argo game Pacific, goes over 6:30 Eastern.
Don't you guys think? I think that game's going to be a sneaky over. I think Montreal, with all the Argos playing meaningful games, I think we can get there. 50.5. I know people are thinking defensive when we hit both totals last week. I think it's going to be actually like a 31-27 type of game.
I will say, if you like Montreal, though, you don't want that. Like, Montreal doesn't want that. Montreal does not want to get into a track meet with Toronto. Like, if Montreal's going to win, they need Kelly to be off. The problem with Toronto is, well, that's never off Babatto.
I know. He's a monster. Like,
you know what they about, need
I totally get it that they didn't play a competitive game in 2 months. I understand that. But he's freaking hard to stop, man. He's like the Derrick Henry of the CFL.
They need Marc-Antoine Daquan to have another interception.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Guy is a great player.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Three-minute warning. Shout out to all of our guests. Thanks to all of our guests for joining us. We got another stacked show tomorrow for all you old-school Bolt fans. Bolt up. Sean Merriman in the house. Lights out. So, yeah, Sean Merriman will be with us. We got a stacked show tomorrow. We got Joe D'Amico, our boy Brent Beard, Drew Martin, Mike Carney. Thursdays are always crazy. And we're really stacked up tomorrow night. So I look forward to tomorrow's show. Chicago Bears against the Panthers. It's a terrible game, but as Cam stated, we're betting it. And it'll just be one of our bets, and we'll be flicking around, and we'll keep our eye on this one. But I think the Bears are going to win this game. Carolina are really, really bad. Chicago are in a better frame of mind right now than the Carolina Panthers. And this is like a debacle for the Panthers, as they owe their first-round pick to the Chicago Bears. So they're in a lose-lose situation. I think the game goes under, and I think the Bears win. Do I love it? No. I think the Vancouver Canucks beat the Ottawa Senators tomorrow night. I think Louisville drill Virginia. A game we didn't get to, and I know you guys both like this game, Southern Mississippi and Lafayette tomorrow night. Babano, Southern Miss are getting 10 points. You like the underdog in this game?
I do. It's not the same UL Lafayette team. They've been inconsistent on offense. They've been really bad on defense. They just lost as a 6.5-point favorite to Arkansas State, who's one of the worst teams in this conference. So it's not been as good of a team. Southern Miss does have a good enough offense. Their defense has struggled, but their offense has been better with Billy Wiles at quarterback, Frank Gore Jr. at running back. I think they keep it close. The clincher for me, guys, Lafayette 0-5 against the spread this year when laying 3 points or more, just like they are in this game.
Cam, you got an overnight hockey pick? Edmonton Oilers and the Sharks tomorrow. I'm going to lay a puck and a half with the Oilers.
I think we're going to take the over in that ice hockey game, Morenci, and we'll see. I see fireworks
we'll
in that
be on
game.
The
I
air, also like actually. It's 10:30 tomorrow. Yeah, so yeah, this will be on before the game starts.
Give me the Winnipeg Jets, an upset special. Me and Babano, guys, we're on the Kings tonight. Watch out for Pittsburgh as a pesky dog, +120, as the Kings had a big win over Vegas.
Thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to everyone tuning in. Another night, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.